Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and other search parties continued the search today for 26-year-old Willow Creek resident Joseph Barriga Crawford, who was reported as missing last week. Barriga Crawford was reported as missing by his mother last Wednesday, the 24th, after he left his home in Willow Creek following an argument the previous night. Barriga Crawford, who was diagnosed with manic depression and bipolar disorder, was last seen close to Highway 299 near the Right Spot Trailer Park just east of Willow Creek. However, he was not located when law enforcement arrived to the area. A family member found an article of clothing on the National Forest Service land believed to have belonged to Barriga Crawford, but he remains missing. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The Eureka Police Department arrested a man who was the driver of a stolen vehicle on Tuesday night. Officers received a tip that a stolen Toyota was parked in the Walmart parking lot around 5 o'clock, and when law enforcement arrived on scene, they contacted passengers inside, while the driver, 21-year-old Victor Becerra, was inside of the store. Officers were unable to locate Becerra inside, and the passengers were later released from the scene. The vehicle was also returned to its owner. Later that night, officers received a report that Becerra was walking near Bayshore Way, and he was subsequently taken into custody. He was booked into jail for possession of a stolen vehicle and probation violation. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal collision involving an ATV after locating the body of a man south of Bryceland Road this morning around 8 o'clock. 59-year-old David Dresser was found dead by citizens who were searching the area for his whereabouts this morning, and preliminary reports indicate that at some point between Saturday and this morning, Dresser crashed his ATV while riding east on an unmarked trail west of Barley Road. Dresser was pinned under the ATV and suffered fatal injuries. At this point, it's unclear if drugs or alcohol played a role in the crash. The Arcata Police Department reported that at just before 6 o'clock Tuesday night, a man wearing a blue hoodie and who had what appeared to be a handgun wrapped in a bandana walked into the 76 gas station on Alliance Road in Arcata and demanded money. The suspect fled the store with an undisclosed amount of cash, and the suspect was seen getting into a brown Dodge pickup truck that had a white appliance in the bed. Arcata police have released surveillance photos taken from a video at a nearby business that show the suspected truck used in the robbery. It was Monday night around 9 o'clock when a male suspect, who was also wearing a blue hoodie and also had an unidentified object concealed in a wrapped bandana, robbed the 76 station at Central and Reeser in McKinleyville and was able to elude pursuit with an undisclosed amount of cash. The deadline has been extended for residents who are still interested in providing public comment on the revised draft environmental impact report for the general plan update. The impact report is available for public review on the Humboldt County website, and it's also available at the Planning and Building Department on H Street in Eureka. Residents now have until Friday, June 30th, to provide comment, and public hearings on the subject are expected to begin in September. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has state news.
In Sacramento, the state Senate has approved two bills that, if passed into law, would affect school children across the state. The first, Senate Bill 328, would require that the school day start at a later time each morning, and it would mandate that the school day begin no earlier than 8:30 each day. Citing research that shows that later school start times lead to better test scores and fewer tired students, middle age and high schools would kick off the day at the later time. A second bill, Senate Bill 135, would mandate that media literacy courses become part of the curriculum in an effort to teach middle and high school students the difference between online advertising and real news.
Thank you, Dan. As we head into the summer months, it is usually the time for tourism, traveling, and going on vacation. Residents who plan to leave their home for an extended period of time are reminded that they can contact local law enforcement in their area and have them do vacation house checks to make sure nothing out of the ordinary is taking place while you're away. The Arcata Police Department is offering house checks to vacationers who are gone for a minimum of 3 days, and the Eureka and Fortuna Police Departments are offering similar services as well. Residents must fill out a form ahead of time, and for more information, you can contact law enforcement in your area. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.